is like Bhavavatar, Bhagavatar. In Andhra, it is known as Bhagavatar. The thing is that they sing the glory of the Lord.
Varkari.
Means through speech, they give the life story of the Lord.
Like Kirtan sort of?
Kirtan is just only talk. And then, of course, they have introduced in that songs also now. So it's like that. But Varkaris go in for Kirtan.
They perform Kirtan also.
Kirtan also. Like those minstrels of the old times, you see, would come and sing the glory of the king and those and that, or past rulers.
The equivalent of a minstrel.
Yeah, minstrel.
Wandering minstrel.
The bards.
But they have some specific kind of dance they perform some spinning something, jumping or something.
But this he introduced here. We don't do that. I mean, it's not traditional.
It isn't.
But no, he had introduced that. With those costumes and all that.
Are the costumes traditional?
No, they were not. Formerly they were.
Acha.
Yeah.
Erich? When you were with Baba and all the Mandali, when you were physically with Baba, you were under Baba's direct supervision 24 hours a day during that whole period. So I just think that it would be more tangible for you at that time to be able to obey Baba and please Baba, because, you know, all you had to do was wait till Baba gave you an order and you'd go out and do it. And I guess what I'm trying to ask is, you know, how is it that somebody that never met Baba can you come to Maribad, you come to Marizad and Baba and, you know, Jay Baba, and you hug everybody, and, you know, and hear it's very tangible, you know, Baba's love and the effect Baba had on
But you know that we never hugged before. Only we started hugging people because people started hugging us after Baba passed away. Do you remember? It started in 1969, you know, when people came and we were nonplussed. What to do now? Should we hug a woman or not? What to do? And with hesitation, you see. So it was like that. So we didn't like to displease somebody, and so we hugged and they hugged.
No, I don't mean in terms of you.
I was shocked.
No, all of us.
I mean in terms of, like, you know, when we leave here.
But I understand what you mean. Are there any tangible orders, something that we can obey? What is it now?
Well, there's plenty we can obey that I don't do.
So
I should start there.
So that's what I'm saying. That there are orders there already. He has given us the orders.
But there's, I don't know.
First and foremost, cardinal order is to love me with all your heart and soul. I'll be doing that. It will take incarnations to obey one order. There are many other orders, you see.
But what I'm trying to say is, how can you grab? You can't. But I mean, how could one possibly? The feeling that one has here, you know, just grasp that and have it wherever you go, so that it's easy. Here it's easier to obey Baba. Here it's easier not to have bad thoughts, do bad things, say bad things, do whatever it is you do wrong. It's easier not to do it here.
So, well, then carry this whole place.
How can we? Because you go over there and your environment changes.
That's what I was telling today, that environment is very important. Environment is that which molds us. It is very important. Environment is very important. So naturally, what you have to do is to seek the company
of people.
Or if you cannot get any people around you, then get some books that will keep you in company with those who were in company with the Lord.
Right.
It's like that.
Just devise ways of just constantly thinking.
This is what Baba said. You remember last time I told you about the whole long story, the discourse that Baba gave, how to love me. He said in a big crowd. You remember that?
No, you forgot? If you say a couple of words.
So what happened is that we were in a big darshan program. It was in the fiery free life. And Baba had gone to a place. Tens of thousands of people were all around him. And Again he said this, that I have come once again in your midst. I am the same ancient one. I have brought the same old message. Love God. Love me because I am God in human form. So somebody stood up there and says, but how to love you? And then Baba said, you don't remember that. And then Baba said that, well, how did you are married? She says, yes. How did you fall in love with the woman? So he says, but I saw her and fell in love with her. And then, see me as I really am and fall in love with me. I am not what you are seeing me. I am not that. See me as I really am. And then when you see me as I really am, you will fall in love with me. But how will you see me? In the world, it's just the opposite. You first see a person and then you fall in love with a person head over heels. But you can't see me as I really am. So what will you do with me? Remember me. Try to remember me. The more you remember me, the closer you can come to me. So begin to remember me. How will you remember me? Now that you have seen me this, that as you see me as a man, remember me that way. If you have not seen me, many in the world who have not seen me, they might remember me because they may have heard my name, or they might have a picture, they might have a locket, a button and this and that. Have that. Make it a point to remember me as often as possible. If you can't remember me directly, remember me indirectly. Have a picture in your room, have a picture in your toilet, have a picture in your bathroom, have a picture in your bedroom, like that. And remember me. Provide occasions to remember me as many times as possible. And then you continue to remember me. And the remembrance, you see, is such that when you remember me, there is something that happens within you. So he says, I want you to create excuses to remember me. Set a time. 12 o'clock? This is night time, bedtime, remember me. Date, as soon as you get up from bed, remember me. You have a picture there that reminds you of me. So for that, create excuses to remember me. What are the excuses? The reminders. What are the reminders? Now your modern age is there, you've got time alarm clocks are there. Or if you don't have that also, you can have daytime, noontime, nighttime, you can remember me like that. Pictures are there, photos are there, many things are there like that to remind you of me. So remember me so as often as possible.
Does it matter if the remembrance is mechanical? Because sometimes
it has to be first.
You can remember but him, just, but it's just going to be, you know, remembering.
Just listen. Now the whole discourse is not over. So then the man, Baba is asking him, do you follow? So he says, yes. So he says, then have the pictures there, have this sort of thing and remember me. Then what happens is, this is mechanical remembrance, he says. Then what happens, the mind seeks. It does happen like that. The mind seeks better reminders to remember me. And then what happens is that I'm remembering him, and has he said anything? Has he said anything? So you go in search of books, you see. Then you'll go in search of my books, you see. My messages, my sayings, my discourses. You'll go through them and that will remind you of me. You'll go through my life and that will remind you of me. You'll go through my life and you'll know that how I had been to many places in India here and in the world and all that. And then that will bring back to you the memories of the places, what food I ate, how I traveled. All these things will, the impressions are created. So these will be the reminders to remember. They are better than mechanical reminders like seeing a picture or having a button and all that, or setting a time and all that. This is a little superior type of remembering me. Through better means of my messages, my discourses, my words, and through that I'll be remembered by you. But mind will not stop there. Mind would want something better than that. Then you have gone through all the literature, you have gone through many words and things and all that. Then you come across the various names of the places where I had been most. Then you'd want to go to those places. Why? To remember me the way that I should be remembered. So you'll go to the places, you'll make a pilgrimage to the places where I had been. So you'll go there and you go there, and mind is not satisfied with that. Mind wants something more. So then you'll want to come in contact with those who... Is there anybody who lived here with him? You'll try to find out. Is there anybody who has seen him? Has he been in contact with Baba? So you come across people there. And you hear from them. That is a better way of remembering me. Through them. So then you'll gather all the information. You'll get all the stories about me. That's a more direct way of remembering me. Then what happens is... that after you have traveled all over the places of pilgrimage, that means where I have been most and all that, you have contacted those people who have seen me and been with me and all that, the mind is not satisfied. You come back to your place. And then you remember me. With this remembrance that you have now gained, there is this thing called feelings sprout now about for me. Formerly it was the mind. Now little chinks are opened in your heart, feelings surge in you about me and all that. It will be so, he said. He is assuring that man. When what happens then? Then you come back and then there's a longing created to be with me, to see me as I was, how fine it was that when he was there, how beautiful it must have been. So those longings are created, feelings are created, surge in your heart. Then what happens? You sit there and then anything and everything begins to remind you of me. While you are drinking cold glass of water, you'll remember where you had been in hot summer and I had been also. So what a cool glass of water. Baba must be liking this cold glass of water, isn't it? He must have had this. So you are reminded. While you eat a morsel of food, you are reminded of me. Then he said, then what happens that remembering me is transferred to now remembering the things that are created by me. So what happens is that, oh, how good that he has created this appetite in me, that not only he gives me the food to eat, but he has given me the appetite. He has given me a cold glass of water, but what about water without my thirst? So he is the one who has given me the thirst also. Then you go on, and then Baba says that you will get in touch with nature from the proximity of these things, the stuff around you, you get into nature. You widen your field of reminders to remember me. And you remember me through the foliage, through the flowers, through the colors that the flowers have. What a creation it is that he has created. He has not only created red, but he has got many shades of red there. Not only just this green leaves, but see how many different shades of green there. Different shades of green are there. What a creation. So you go on remembering him through my creation. And remember, Baba says to him that day, that the whole creation, the purpose of creation is a reminder to remember me. And your purpose, your aim is to love me. The purpose of your being in creation. Creation is to remind you to remember me. And your purpose of being is to love me. So what will happen is that these reminders will then transport you to glorify me. And when a stage will come when you have no thoughts, no words to speak, but you will just remain dazed, glorifying me, and there's nothing there. And you just... you are mute and nothing is spoken out, nothing, you can't speak out a word or anything. In your glorifying me, you become dumb. Just then, you are given the gift of my love. And when you are given the gift of my love, I don't throw the gift of my love. I don't, what you call, on your lap from heavens or anywhere. What is that gift of love that I give? Is that is the moment when it is said that you are given the gift of love is, that you see me as I really am. And then the real love starts. All this is, in the worldly way, what happens? You see a person, you fall in love. But you can't see me as I really am. So you have to begin to remember me, to see me. In the way of the world, you first see the person, and then you start remembering and thinking of him, and go mad and rave mad till you possess the person. Here, you can't even have me as I really am. You, So you have to begin with remembering me. So this is, the remembering me leads you to see me as I really am. That is my gift of love for you. When you see me as I really am, then you fall in love with me. You see my infinite beauty. Seeing me is to all things vanish around you. Nothing remains there. Then you begin to love. The process of love starts then. Then you begin to love me as I should be really loved. Then you cannot live without me. Now there is no question of remembering me. You can't even live without me. There's no remembrance is there because you see me all the time. Now what happens is that seeing me incites love in you. Love, the fountain of love now begins to flow and you begin to love. You derive the charm of loving me as I should be loved. In that charm, you continue to love me more and more. The more you love me, you feel so dissatisfied that you cannot love me more and more. So you begin to love me more and more and more and more and more and more. Gradually, you become less and less of yourself. Your love, you derive charm out of loving me. That charm is so great that you do not want me now. You just want to love me. So then what happens is that an accident takes place. Accident takes place. What is that accident? That you love me as your beloved. You are my lover. But then what happens? I, the beloved, falls in love with you. So I become your lover and you become my beloved. And that is known as union or realization of God. So mechanical remembrance is of utmost importance first. And then that remembrance leads you to see him as he really is. And seeing him as he really is makes you love him the way he should be loved. And when you love him, then you cannot resist but love him more and more. And the more you love, the greater is the dissatisfaction in you. You want to love him more and more. And then if your love reaches that height when your beloved falls in love with you and you become his beloved and he becomes the lover. And that is known as realization. You become him and he becomes you.